Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll deliver some yard news, let all the farmers and livestock producers know about tonight's drought program coming tonight, October 10th, at Inman at the Community Building. But first, nominate a deserving Kansas producer or landowner for the 2022 Kansas Bankers Association Conservation Awards Program. This year, the Kansas Bankers Association, K-State Research and Extension, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have announced six award categories: energy conservation, water quality, water conservation, soil conservation, windbreaks, and wildlife habitat. The purpose of this program is to stimulate the greater interest in the conservation of agriculture and natural resources of Kansas by giving recognition to those farmers and landowners who have made outstanding progress in practicing conservation on their farms. In 2021, over 200 Kansas producers and landowners were recognized through this program. You could submit your nomination right here at the County Extension Office, 600 West Woodside, here in McPherson. And it's due no later than November the 11th. For my farming news, soil scientist Dorvar Diaz says soil sampling in the fall is the farmer's best friend when it comes to maximizing next spring's investment in fertilizer. With our high fertilized prices, it's particularly important to have accurate information on the nutritional levels of our soils. Farmers should be aware that the dry conditions in much of Kansas this year could impact their ability to get the accurate soil analysis. For example, the soil's pH level, a measure of how acidic or basic the soil is, can be misleading depending on the accumulation of soils or hydrogen at the surface. To get an accurate sample of pH and other immobile nutrients, K-State recommends taking a sample at least 6 inches deep. For mobile nutrients such as nitrogen, K-State recommends to take a sample at least 24 inches deep. Soil samples can then be submitted here at the Extension Office, and then we will forward the samples for the lab analysis to the K-State campus in Manhattan. In our gardening news, to mow or not to mow? While opinions vary on how high to mow the home lawn as fall temperatures lower, K-State University horticulturalist expert Ward Upham shares the science behind why certain species of grass should be kept short in cold temperatures. Winter tolerance differs among warm season and cool season grasses, but both benefit from healthy maintenance practices, including fertilizing, watering, and mowing during the spring, summer, and fall. Cold tolerance is improved by increasing the health of the plants going into the winter. Healthy plants are a result of a sound management program. The recommended lawn height for homeowners in Kansas is tall fescue, 2.5 to 3.5 inches, Kentucky bluegrass, 2 to 3 inches, buffalo grass, 2 to 3 inches, Bermuda, 1 to 2 inches. Your lawn will benefit more from continuing to mow at the recommended height than from trying to gain some insulation against the cold weather by allowing your grass to grow tall. On our program calendar, tonight we will have our drought program at Inman starting at 6 p.m. at the Community Center. Forage and cattle management considerations for this fall and leading into next year will be the emphasis for our area producers, and to help the local producers, McPherson and Reno counties will be having this meeting to help producers make decisions on the limited forage production and high feed costs. Many producers have already culled their cows and have weaned earlier than normal to decrease the forage demand, and going forward, additional adjustments may be needed for fall and winter. Forages that have been grown may have issues with high nitrates, which can be deadly if mismanaged. Many may need to use unfamiliar feedstuffs with unique management considerations. This meeting will include feedstuffs and project forage inventory needs, management strategies to avoid nitrates, considerations for feeding cows and backgrounding calves with limited forage and health concerns. It's not too late to come to our meeting tonight at Inman at the Community Building. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a great start to their week.